Good morning. It's 10:15 St. Peter's time. So welcome to everyone on this beautiful spring day. At this time, I invite everyone to please stand as you're able and join in singing hymn 199 found in the blue hymnals. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety have we made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you, and killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name, and his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, don't let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, and just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our sequence hymn this morning is hymn 295. Please stand as you're able and join in singing hymn 295, found in the blue hymnals. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? Why do doubts rise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see that I have. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish. He took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are the witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So we are in the season of Easter, or also known as Eastertide. It is those 50 days from the day of resurrection all the way through to the Feast of Pentecost. And Pentecost means 50. But during this season, we have another name for it. It's a season of mystagogy. Now, I know that sounds like a great $2 word, doesn't it? Mystagogy. Try saying it. It really sounds cool when it comes off your tongue. And I've got to be honest with you, I had never heard of this word. They didn't talk about it at Yale when I was in school. But all of a sudden, about 15 years ago, it started popping up all over the place. And finally, I had to swallow my pride and ask my peers, "What on earth is that word, and what does it mean?" Basically, all it means is to enter into the mystery of the resurrection. And so as we go through these weeks of Easter, we either hear stories or firsthand accounts of the resurrection, or we hear Christ's words to the disciples about how to abide in him as we in him and him in the Father. Now, if you try to figure out that puzzle, let me know. But that is part of Christ's final discourse to the disciples on Maundy Thursday. So we are spending time looking at and trying to understand the mystery that is the resurrection. So these past 3 weeks, we have heard about the witness accounts of the resurrection. We started on Easter Sunday with Mark's account of the resurrection. But we didn't see Jesus. He was nowhere to be found. He was somewhere in Galilee. He had gone before them. Then last week, we heard John's account of the disciples' first encounters with Jesus. Prior to Jesus coming to them in the upper room, Mary Magdalene saw Jesus in the garden. And when she recognized him, she embraces him till Jesus says, "Mary, you can't hold on to me forever. You got to let me go." And then it is that night that Jesus comes through the locked doors of the upper room and presents himself to the disciples, offers him his hands and the wounds of his feet to be seen. And then we skip over a whole week because Thomas didn't get a chance to be there when they were there, and Jesus comes back to them to appear to Thomas as well. This week we've moved into the Gospel of Luke. And we basically hear about that same experience on Easter Eve. If you kind of line the two books up, the accounts are parallel accounts. But Luke gives us some different details. First of all, he tells us what Jesus was doing between seeing Mary Magdalene and appearing to the disciples. Because just before we get to this passage, Jesus is walking with two followers along the road to Emmaus. And there he reveals himself to Cleopas and his companion. And they go running back to tell the disciples what they saw. And actually, this passage is supposed to start with, and they, as they were discussing this, then we move into Jesus' appearance. But we started just with Jesus' appearance to the disciples in the upper room. And what does Jesus do in this account that's different from John's account? He has them give him something to eat, a scrap of fish. Why is that? Simply because a ghost can't eat real food. And it was Jesus' way of showing them, no, I'm not a ghost. No, I'm not a zombie. I am a living reality. But what does that living reality look like or mean as a resurrected human being as Christ was? And so now we have to begin connecting the dots about what the resurrected body is, because we as a people of God, baptized Christians, do believe in the physical resurrection of Jesus. Let us make no doubt about that. These Gospels witness to that reality. But that reality is beyond our comprehension because as rational beings, it doesn't fit in with our understanding of physics. It doesn't fit in with our understanding of what happens when somebody dies. And even if they are resuscitated, the things Jesus is able to do don't fit in. And that's where we have to let go of our rational selves and allow ourselves to enter into the mystery that is the resurrection itself, to open up what I like to call the religious imagination and begin to see it through that perspective. Because what we have is a reality in Jesus that, as I said, defies physics. It's spiritual and physical at the same time. Jesus can move through closed doors. Jesus can be in Galilee and then suddenly in the upper room. And yet, at the same time that physicality is, you can touch his wounds. You can embrace him physically. And he can eat. Sign that he is a living being that takes nourishment. So the resurrected, or the physical resurrection we're finding, is different than our own mortal reality. And it brings me to the words of Paul, because Paul declares that Jesus is the second Adam. What that means when Paul uses these words is that Jesus, like Adam, was born without sin and in one singular relationship with God. But then he also talks about the new creation. And now as I read this, I know that as he's talking about the new creation through Christ, he's talking about the recreating of this world to become the kingdom of God. But he is also, I believe, saying something about Jesus. That Jesus, in resurrected form, is the new creation of humanity itself. Now the firstborn, the second Adam, that new creation, something that is greater than our mortal selves, and yet at the same time, ourselves as well. It's a bit confusing. It's overwhelming. But it requires us to move into faith and allow for the mystery of God to surround us and to let go of what we know of this earth. And as we listen to our letter from John this morning, we realize that we're not the only ones that struggled. We're not the only ones that were wondering, are we on the right track? Because he addresses the thought of, why do we see this and others don't? What are his words? Why do some know him, like us, and others don't? And the reality that he's beginning to address to the congregations that are newly forming is the idea that how come we know Jesus as God, and yet the authorities, the teachers, and the leaders of the religious Jewish reality don't see, don't acknowledge, don't understand? And his answer is very simple. Because if we look at the stories of the disciples, what do we realize? And those early followers, they were the ones who were willing to open themselves up to possibility. They were the ones who were able to let go of kind of rational decision-making around faith and accept what Jesus had to offer. They were the ones who were willing and able to not follow the way of the world, but the way of love itself. And the same reality holds for us today as we look out and wonder, why is it that this reality, our faith in a resurrected Jesus, is something that we see and is innately a part of who we are and yet totally foreign and unimportant to everyone else? And the reality is true, because like the disciples, we have opened up ourselves to the possibility that God lives among us. We have opened ourselves up to accepting that there's something greater and better than what this world has to offer. We too have had the opportunity to experience that which poured forth from the cave, the divine love that restored this world, began a new creation, and moves us towards what is the kingdom of God. And we also now live like the disciples, in expectation. The expectation that, yes, the risen Christ will show up in our lives, in our waking and in our sleeping, in our work and in our play. Amen. I invite you at this time to please stand as you are able and join me in affirming our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Good morning. In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world. For all who work for
justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation, hunger, fear,
injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Nicholas, our bishop, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God and his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. In our parish cycle of prayer, we pray for
Somehow we're missing the prayer list.
We're getting through it. We're just going to throw it up to God. He's listening. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord God, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you. At this time, I ask for your continued prayers for all who live in the path of war and injustice. We pray especially at this time for the people of Ukraine and Russia, for the people of Gaza and Israel. We pray that your holy power and love will bring true peace, shalom, to all people who are at odds with each other. We also ask your prayers for all who are refugees, who are escaping violence in their lands, who seek a safe place in which to live, to eat, and to sleep. May all the countries of this world open their doors fully to them and give them a safe haven until they can return safely to their homelands. Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us greet one another with a sign of Christ's love for us. Got through it. Peace. Peace be with you. Peace. Peace to the choir. Megan, thank you for reading. Peace be with you. Heaven, peace. Peace be with you. Peace. Peace be with you. Peace. Peace, guys. Peace be with you. Peace, Charles. Peace, Betsy. Peace be with you. Jennifer, peace be with you. How are we doing back here? Great. Peace be with you.
Oh, for God's sakes. Found the prayers.
We have that many?
Great.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay.
Please be seated. I guess.
In our paracircular prayer, we pray for Janet Alden, John and Margaret Alden, and Fran Alexios and Britt Bell. That's who we left out. And in our diocesan cycle of prayer, we pray for the Creation Care Ministry and for good stewardship of the earth. So now you know.
We know.
Okay. Here are the announcements, and they start today at 12:30 to 2:30. The CPR AED training. CPR and the... What's AED stand for, nursing student, please? Pop quiz. I don't know either, so. Okay, it's a defibrillator. So if someone's having a heart attack, we have the equipment here, and it's good to, we do have the equipment.
We do have the equipment here, and we need to know how to use it.
Yes. So we better. And on Thursday, April 25th, is Aging in Place, tips and suggestions to help you put the pieces in place to stay in your home as you age. That's an important thing. And it's not something that everyone, you know, doesn't come intuitively. So it's good to have that stuff. Thursday is the April 25th. Okay. The Aging in Place thing is at 10 in the morning. And then at 6 p.m. is the community dinner, and I need your help because I don't know what to cook, and I will accept your suggestions. Mac and cheese. We got a mac and cheese. Father Craig was like, why don't you just pray on it? And I was like, that doesn't work. Any thoughts? Meatloaf. Okay, meatloaf and mac and cheese. There you go. Dun, dun, dun. Wait, is that this? No, it's next week. Okay, for some reason I just got back from Arizona, and my dad's a little daffy, and I think it's contagious. Okay, so, and the pancake breakfast, if meatloaf and mac and cheese wasn't enough, the first annual, I'm going to just call it the Tyler Kratzenberg Pancake Breakfast at 9:15 in the morning on April 28th. And this is partly to beat the rush for the state police 5K that's going to block up all the parking, and that's... No, you get pancakes. We'll share with anyone. Also, not to forget, Drake, at the end of the community dinner, will be sharing stories from his pilgrimage to South Africa and with the third-year divinity students at Berkeley Divinity School. And it says here, it will most certainly be an enjoying and inspiring evening. And I bet on that. I think that's going to be the case. Okay, so last but not least, Tony and the South County Chamber Singers Spring Concert here at St. Peter's by the Sea, April 21st. That's Tuesday, right?
Sunday.
I'll keep coming, folks. I'll keep coming. April 21st at 3 p.m. and the suggested ticket price, or the ticket price, is $20, and the open dress rehearsal on the 19th at 7 p.m. is $15. And it's the Long and Haydn, or Haydn, I'll keep coming, row, featuring music by Haydn and favorites from the 70s. Is there anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, so the first half of the concert will be Haydn's Missa Brevis in B flat. It's a very short work, about 18 to 20 minutes in length. And then the second half, we're going to jump 200 years to the 1970s and do a lot of favorites from that era. So it'll be a great concert.
Thank you, Tony. And last, I said last but not least, but this is the last. Are you headed to Wicked Tulips Flower Farm this spring? If so, just thank them for their support of the community market and St. Peter's by the Sea. And I think that's it. Yeah, tulips. Any other? It can't get any worse. You got anything? All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ray. Thank you, Ron. Just one other piece of information. The Forward Day by Days are meditation manuals, which have scripture and meditation for each day in them, are here for May, June, and July. They are available in both regular print and large print, which I like the large print, in the back of the church and also in the parish hall. And thanks to Tyler and Megan and Gabby and Jen and that's the whole team. There is a wonderful coffee hour laid out for us in the parish hall and an overabundance of food. So please come and join us for coffee hour immediately following the service. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he'd given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. At the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you. And feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. Amen. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Tony, our final hymn this morning is?
182.
Please stand and join in singing hymn 182. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.